Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown, and everybody says he is the happiest man in town. Everybody when he's walking in the street. He never can stop laughing, he says he's never tried, but once he did arrest a man and laughed until he cried.
Your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you upon that path, my brethren. Tonight's closed captioning is brought to you by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of some stuff, Clancy's Gorilla Milk and Fern's Dishwashing Shampoo and Rug Deodorizer. That's funny, they were the same ones from last week. What a coincidence! We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. And the writing for tonight's episode is, of course, provided by the Church of the Latter-day Shamps. Well, your weekend might not have been all that, but now it's Monday, and it's time for us. You're listening to the Grenache Network, the home of the finest in radio entertainment, Monday's Possum Hour. Giddy up, go team. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 Eastern Time, it's clobbering time. With your host and mine, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed Ben J. Grimm, who broadcasts live and in color from the Baxter Building basement. Wow, for a second there, I was like channeling Adam West, and he's not even dead. Pretty cool. And then on Fridays, it's Friday Night Possum. Next time will be our 100th episode. Yes, that's like, right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 episodes of Friday Night Possum. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this very important public service announcement.
This is Beth Bevan of the Electric Light Orchestra speaking to you. When it comes to hard drugs, that's just bad news. Everyone else believes this. If I can convince anybody who's listening to this that hard drugs is bad news and you just shouldn't do it and you've just been so foolish to do it, then I'm really glad I've made this recording.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Yeah, and this here's Carl.
Why, it's Carl. What's up, man?
Yeah, I was up there at town affair over the weekend. Podunk town affair. Best part was the freak show.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. They had this here old feller with a wooden leg named Fred.
Oh, what was the name of his other leg?
Hey, I do the jokes now, Commodore. But he's a true freak, born without a nose.
Well, how did he smell?
Terrible hoe. And that wasn't the strangest part. Hey.
Oh, no?
No. He had 5 penises.
Five penises?
Yep. His pants fit like a glove. Oh.
Sucker.
Well, alright then.
Black, black, really RP, black, black, make a cool radio. You're my type, baby. A woman.
In my heart, a deep and dark and lonely part watches and waits for
This was like usually
hello,
like
hello, hello,
it, hello, hello,
hello.
Hello. What's up?
Usually it seems like a long time between Friday Possum and Monday Possum. This weekend it really didn't. We were just here, it seems.
We were.
But I had a really big hangover in between, so it's all okay now.
It happens.
I know. Speaking of happening,
you possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the professor, the amazing RJ Gumby. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, kind sir.
Hello.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Hello, Gumbo.
Yeah,
baby. Yeah, baby.
So, what's up, man? Big weekend?
Same old, same old. Oh.
Nothing.
Just in front of this fucking computer, that's all.
Oh,
what?
I saw some rich people.
Rich people.
They had
wow.
Yeah, they had a pool. They had a
how
pool.
Did you know they were?
Well, because they had a pool and three ponds, a tennis court, and a volleyball court separately.
Good God.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do
like
with
a garage.
All that?
They had. And like a two-car garage, and then this other fucking four-bay thing. I don't know what the fuck they kept in there. They had it locked. But...
Oh.
Yeah,
you know
they
did
probably
for
were storing
living?
Their weed.
Probably
no,
another
no,
pond.
No, better than drug dealing. You know what they did for a living?
Okay.
Bankers.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's our
pool.
I think they were Rothschilds. They were the same ones. That kidnapped this man.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular.
How many times I got to? I love you, babe. Oh, you're funny. I'm a fan. Want to be my model like a woman? Yeah, you know. I try to be a model like a man.
Model like a damn!
To be a Mall Liquor Man.
It's Mall Liquor Man!
Alright!
Woohoo!
Yeah,
cool.
Daddy-o!
How'd you get out of that circle?
Daddy-o?
I don't know. I'm just making this shit up.
I have to be quiet. I don't want to step on anyone's toes.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
How did I escape? I'll tell you how I escaped. With brute force and severe intellect.
Yeah.
That's how I escaped.
Superior. Superior.
Superior.
Good
didn't
to
know
have
work.
You back, safe and sound there, Bolty.
That's right. I just flung my flip-flop at him.
The old flip-flop swinging, huh?
I was just happy you weren't beheaded. Or anything severe.
Yeah.
Well, I did notice some green screens and chemtrails.
Hmm.
You think it was an inside job, dude?
It's always an inside job. I'm hoping Gumby and that man with the red britches will come and save me.
You threw a flip-flop like odd job. Got out of
yeah, that's
cool.
Right. I didn't have no razor blades, but it put an awful stink and hurt on his nose.
I'm sure it did.
I gave it time to make
well, that. you missed the holiday extravaganza.
I got my car. Thank you, Wolfie.
Oh,
that was good stuff. So, who asked for me to blow up Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon, Little Boy Blue and the Man in the Moon?
I think everybody did.
Everybody, was that a unanimous mandate from the people?
It was collective.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Well, you're in luck, Ben. You're in luck. And tonight's Stooge sound bites were lifted from the same crazy madcap episode.
Interesting.
Yeah. Kind of a little game I play sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were too lazy to check out the other shorts, right? You just stayed with one.
Ooh, perhaps so. You never know. All right, so good looking crowd out there. Welcome, everybody. Yeah. Went out to the Space Age Robot. He's here, now he's gone. He's got one of them wind-up computers.
It's probably a wind-up computer.
Yeah, it's nice because you don't need electricity, but if they're not real reliable.
Well, you got to get a new hamster every once in a while.
That's what I was just thinking. A healthier hamster.
There you go.
Change the damn elastic on your computer.
Pass the hat in the lounge. Just your Space Age Robot a new hamster. And in the meantime, we'll blow up. What was this guy's name? Harry Chapin.
Harry Chapin.
Died in a
God,
car crash. He was driving a Volkswagen and got squashed.
That's called looking bug. Alpha. Uh-huh. I blame Hitler.
He's a sweet man. He's a sweet man. And this is
very
sweet.
Oh, he was
song.
A great man. He raised a
we
lot of
all
money
be
for the homeless.
We should all be ashamed.
Yeah, you know what? Al Capone raised a lot of money for kids, too.
Yeah, stick that in your
my brother had tickets to his concert 2 days after he was killed.
Oh, no way. No way.
Yeah.
Wow, I bet those yeah, work like a prostitute.
And you
yeah,
know he had a brother.
Oh, yeah.
Who? Harry
Chapin. You didn't
oh,
know
yeah.
Gumby had a brother?
Oh.
Everybody knew that.
Harry has two brothers.
Yeah, one was on TV there. He was a Saturday,
yeah,
Sunday
one
morning.
Was doing kitty-type music, kitty show or something.
Yeah.
It, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a great show.
Yeah, I think that was Tommy. I think it was Tom Chapin.
Tom Chapin. That could be. Yeah. Tommy, Tony, one of them. Anyway, Harry, long overdue, pal. This song is way too sappy. Even though I know it's heartfelt, he meant all the best. We all spent time in purgatory for enjoying this. Nonetheless, that said, enjoy blowing up Cats in the Cradle.
We'll get the filthy lucre, the moolah, the geetus. No slippery guy named Slip is ever going to cheat us. A zoo, a zoo, a zoo. And get going. My right palm itches. What's that a sign of?
Your hand's dirty.
Oh, why don't you leave him alone?
Quiet.
Oh.
A child arrived just the other day.
Oh.
I came to the world in the usual way.
What'd he say? I can't find a hammer, but this'll do. I'll shatter it. I got it right between the eyes. Why, you
goose brain you are.
The cat in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Well, I've been a fool, yeah. Heard you, I know. But I realize now that I loved you so. If you will forgive me for causing you this pain, I promise you, my darling, I wanna hurt you again. So don't be angry.
Cause of Harry Caton's death was a heart attack.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he died a car crash.
He did, but he had a heart attack before the crash.
Yeah, they think he had a heart attack before the crash.
Behind the wheel, heart attack.
They pulled him out the car.
Yeah. I think he was beheaded. That was the rumor going around. He drove up the trailer. Yeah.
Nice.
You know, I did hear someone moaning in the next game.
He was keeping Harry Chapin's head.
Yeah, it sounded like
keeping it preserved.
He was all like,
was he licking his nose like that dog in the video? Really fucked up, creepy shit, man. I'll put the link in there if you want to see it, man. The Russian dog experiments, man. You want to see it? All right, let's get creepy, man. All right, I could save it for Halloween, but here we go. Just mark it for later, man, and then have sweet dreams. Yeah, Russian dog experiments, man. All right.
These Russians, they're crazy.
I got kicked out of the chat box with an F.
Hey,
what happened to you?
It's some advertisement about Don Ellen, and I closed it, and then I went on the page.
Damn it. Damn it all.
Conspiracy.
I promised we'd do a prayer tonight.
Oh, okay.
So don't let me forget to do the prayer sometime.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. It's Possum Hour Church.
Yeah, because it's Possum Hour Church.
Church.
Hey, church.
Hey.
It's time for a roll call, or...
We'll do the roll call.
Hey, Wendy. Yeah. Wendy's in. Yeah, now that Wendy's
in. Hey, Wendy's in. Hey, Wendy.
Yay, I'm here.
Now it's time for a roll call. Gigantor's back. The gang's all here. All right.
All right.
Mark.
Hey, well, let's kick things off here. What? Is this a talk show? Yes. It's a talk show and a dessert topping. Where we play the hits from today, like that one you just heard by... Who was that? That was Nappy Brown.
Nappy Brown.
Nappy Brown. All the kids...
I love my underwear.
All the kids. It's the rage. On all their smartphones, they're playing the Nappy Brown iTunes.
Yeah.
Thing.
Something
like that. I think that's what they're doing something over there. All right, Aaron Ayers is here. AARON. Beep, beep. Transmissions and records a specialty.
Yeah, I think he has a couple of Nappy Browns.
Yeah, he probably got the whole Nappy collection.
Oh, yeah.
He's got everything.
Yeah.
And there he is, Saturdays at 9 Eastern Time, the Shaman himself. No, I'm sorry, Shamed Man himself, Daddy G, the star of A Night with Daddy G, in the Grotto with Cheese every Saturday, right? Did I mention everything? Oh, it's Starzan. And the
a special guest this Saturday.
Who's the special guest? Lay it on me, Dad. Who is it?
Tell us who it is, Daddy. All I remember is Clara.
Starzan? Is it Chief Halftown? Say it's Chief Halftown. Make my life complete, man.
The caucus of Harry Chapin.
Is it Ed Ames? Is it Ed Ames? Alright, well, maybe not. All right, we'll
Clara
find out.
Clara Bellini, something like that. Clara Bellini.
Clara Heller? She's dead. Where's the beef lady? Clara Bellino. She's new. Where's the beef lady? Okay.
Yep.
She does the Wendy's commercial.
Woman.
Wendy's commercial? So I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. And there she is. It would not be a show without Dr. Cake.
Cake.
Ladies and germs. And, of course, there he is. The villainous. I don't even know how I can stand him in the same Possum Lounge. But what the heck? He's here anyway. Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
He does have his towel, though. So he's got that going for
him. Oh, never without the towel. Never without it.
You got to have it. Gigantor, the space age robot. He's looking for Monkey Man.
Beep,
somewhere.
Beep, beep, beep.
He's got his towel.
Can never live that one down.
Program survive. That was it. That's it. They can't suspend his towel. You can't. Well, you could if you had a boinky. But then there's GT Trenton is here.
Well, Raven.
Hey, Dean.
There you go.
The guy, the man with the plan.
$5
bill.
Yeah.
In his hand because his cable bill been dropped.
Yeah.
Get on. Get some shades on that thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then Malt Liquor Man's here.
Malt Liquor Man.
Fresh from the bowels of Dick Cheney's, what is that?
Home
room. Cuban place.
Yeah.
Is that down in Cuba?
Was
it Abu Ghraib or somewhere?
No, I think.
And then
I think,
there she is. Where were you? Underneath
NORAD. I think it was NORAD or something.
Norad. Oh yeah. Oh, he runs that place.
They have me deep on the ground.
That's where he has his summer home, underneath that big mountain. All right, and there she is. The lovely. Reverend Wendy.
Woo-hoo.
Now I need my towel.
Oh, yeah. No suspects tonight, Ford says. Mm-hmm. The plot thickens. They've been hassling my brother Ford ever since MySpace, man. Come on. You couldn't have a more mild-mannered... Like if there was a movie, Wally Cox would play him, for Christ's sake. He's a mild-mannered guy, man. Quit fucking with the dude. He means well.
Yes.
Right now, leave him alone. Having fun. Means no harm.
That's what it's all about.
He likes that. Wally Cox. The block. And now, for the win, Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen. Awesome Lounge.
And super host Commodore Decker. There you go. Motor host.
Zippy the Wonder Chimp.
The Diving Horse. As the Diving Horse.
The Diving Horse. I'll tell you what's pissing me off.
You're showing too much
Mr. Ed on TV, man. I'm seeing that show too much, and I'm really starting to hate it.
I never did like that.
Mr. Ed. Yes.
How is he even that? I never liked that.
Uh-huh.
It's a dumb show, man. I've been around horses all my life. They shit a lot.
I've just been around jackasses.
But they don't talk.
They don't talk.
What do you with your cuckoo?
Never. Anyway, what else is in the world? Did I have any? Oh, the Ebola virus. Yeah, man. I think they thought they had one in Ohio, but they didn't. It turned out just a cold or something. What was that thing going around? I'm going to go eat. They got to have like e-bowling for dollars or something. E-bowling for dollars.
Ebola noodles.
On the fall schedule. They're like those reality shows, you know. And you got to roll a line with somebody. You know, you pick one of these three people to bowl a line of bowling with. And one of them has the Ebola virus, but you don't know which one it is.
I like it.
You got prizes and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
E-bowling for dollars.
That's right. First prize is the serum.
You could have pin pals from Hunker PA. Hunker PA pin pal. It's in the jackpot.
Yeah.
The jackpot was always like $150, you know? Fucking bowling for dollars. Big fucking deal.
That guy, Earl Anthony, was always winning it.
Hey, man, had a great crew cut.
Yeah.
Greatest left-handed bowler ever, man. Greatest left-handed bowler ever. Earl Anthony.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I have. When I get dressed up fancy, I wear an Ebola hat.
Keeps the rain off, don't it, mate?
That's right. I look like a private dick.
Well, there's nothing new there.
Carry on.
Business as usual.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. There's so many other reasons.
Man, I got four calls from this idiotic, phony business. They say they're General Electric. At one point, I said, dude, you're probably the only person
that has a home phone. That's why they're calling you every night.
I know. I'm still on a phone.
I got a home phone now, but I don't have a phone because it was cheaper to do the triple play or whatever for cable.
Right.
And now it comes up on my TV, all these, like, people
yeah.
that are calling me.
And yeah, I got that, too.
Well, this isn't like a,
I don't even
this
know
isn't
who
a
they
real
are.
Landline. I don't know. Anyways, I asked the guy, I says, who is this? And he goes, G-E. You know, he's one of them Indian guys. I said, G-E. I said, he goes, General Electric. I go, I'm like, yeah, this is General Electric. I said, yeah, and they've gotten that desperate, they're hiring yo-yos like you. Okay, good. Now, can you give me an address on this place? And then he hangs up. But these guys called me four times. And I'm just being, you know, being stupid with them. They call up and they say, we're calling about the alarm system you had installed. You know, and they, I guess they, you know, they try to convince
Hold on, let me give you my code.
Yeah, they want old people to give codes out or something or whatever. I told the one guy, I said, well, I'm going to call the Ohio Attorney General. Is that all right? Hung up, you know. What the fuck, man? You know, get a life.
General Electric.
You fucking peckerhead.
First of all, General Electric would not be calling you.
No, no. They got better things to do. They're sending drones out over fucking, you know, fucking goat herders and shit. They're getting
well, maybe it was
big,
the first
thing.
Goat murders.
Maybe his name was General Juan Electric.
Is it Juan Electric? That was it. General, yeah.
Maybe it was Juan Roby.
I don't. You know, what is. Nothing better to do but to bug me.
Mm-hmm.
Want to go early for the three?
Yeah. Just for 3 minutes.
I know you did it. I know you did Friday, and it really turned out.
Oh,
well.
Yeah!
Why should tonight be any different? I ask you. Well, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and we've been joined by Apple Cheeks Alice in the Possum Lounge, and you're just in time for tonight's 3 minutes.
You'll never get back.
Tonight is no exception. You guys remember the one from last Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about it? Your connection?
There's a connection. And there's also a connection to the Friday show, which was about what? Stinky sponges.
Okay.
Sponges. Oh, that sponge thing? I found out what the deal was.
Yeah?
Inside job.
Oh, there you go.
Inside job.
Yeah.
Well, but nonetheless, hopefully everything will work out after these 3 minutes that you'll never get back.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Dick Cheney.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
Dick Cheney.
Hi, kids. Do you know I love violence?
Yeah, yeah.
Meet with oil companies and go rape the environment?
Mm.
Screw over the poor because I ain't got no heart. And kill other people's kids with the wars that I start. Bomb any country I want. I just do as I please. I don't even give a damn if they ain't got no WMDs. I'm like Machiavelli. Means justified by ends. While those pussy Europeans shout.
Let's all be
99% of the time the public's lied to. I should tell the truth, but I don't even try to. Cause for the public, I just have total contempt. But I can do what I want. I'm the vice fucking president. Meanwhile, liberals say,
Dick Cheney, you are the bastard.
Damn straight, I'm the master. Like when I lied and said 9/11 was done by Saddam. And as I expected, the public bought it, you moron.
Hi.
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Dick Cheney.
Hi. My name is...
Huh?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
I'm VP to a guy who'd still now flunk junior high. Dad helped him to get by, would drink while he drive. When asked, he just shrugs it off with a nice bit of humor. But man, he did more coke than even Robert Downey Jr. So I have free reign to lie, cheat, kill, and steal. And to my friends at Halliburton, give cushy no-bid deals. But if anyone crosses me by exposing what the facts is, I'll burn their house with matches. Sick the IRS on their taxes. Get medieval on their ass. Flush their life down the drain. Expose your wife's name like I did with Valerie Plame. Well, I be the power. Screw Public Enemy. I bitch slap Hillary. Castrate Ted Kennedy. But I ain't just Democrats. I'm an everybody hater. I'm evil incarnate. I'm a whitey Darth Vader. I can blow my stack louder than a fat kid playing tuba. I killed JonBenet Ramsey and that girl down in Aruba.
Hi, my name is... My name is
Dick Cheney.
Stop the tape. Hey, Cheney, this ain't funny. Bombing other countries and giving friends the public money.
Hey man, I'm just heartless, so it doesn't bother me an inch. My dad was Ebenezer Scrooge, my mom was a Grinch. Don't care who I piss off or who I give the kiss off. If they had balls, I'd tie them to a rocket set for liftoff. If you get in my space, I'll just spray you with mace. Went hunting with my best friends and shot them smack in the face. Was drinking while hunting, but don't let that trouble you. Still don't drink as much as my buddy George W. But the taste of blood exhilarated, and now it's got me wishing my next trip I'll be hunting with Hill and Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Hi!
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
I'm on the highway to hell.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Or I could hit the right link. And we could do the news.
What's going on?
Oh, man. Did I drop the ball not having that Dick Cheney one for Friday night, man, when we did the 9/11 All-Star Spectacular?
That was a great one, I have to say.
And after I played it, I kind of remembered it. I
that's what they made us listen to the whole time I was there. They made us listen to that song. Psychological warfare.
Nice.
I love a legend that turned all you bastards in. Y'all call me the terrorist.
In the what?
They already had our names.
WorldTruth.org. Visited the Grenache page.
There you go, World Truth, baby.
Yeah. On September 11th.
World News, baby.
Yeah. What did we post on the 11th that got their interest?
Nothing. Didn't say a word.
No,
I just keep my mouth shut all day, man. Except if I put up the Hermann Göring quote.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I don't like quoting a Nazi on 9/11. Anyway, you know how things to just totally switch gears. Oh, Aaron Harris found a new ingrown hair on 9/11. That's fascinating.
Cool.
It's an inside job.
That's an inside job.
It's an ingrown job.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like
all right, you know how they're modernizing everything. They have, of course, they have the drive-through window at Mickey D's and whatnot. And the you go to the bank. You could choose to go through the drive-through window, you know.
Yeah.
See the gal, say hi. Now they have drive-through windows for funeral parlors. Yes, that's right. Saginaw, Michigan.
I like this idea.
Yeah, Saginaw, Michigan. If a funeral home gives you the creeps, you drive up to the window, curtain opens, a little, you know, music starts playing. Boo, doo, doo. You know, not really.
you toss a lily in and you leave.
Well, no, you don't even have to toss. You just look through the glass. You
okay.
And then you get three minutes to view the body, and then you drive on. Life goes on.
You could order a hot apple pie, too.
Yeah. You want fries with
I just told my dad's theory. If you're that freaked out, you don't have to go, because it's like, they're not going to go to yours, so.
Yeah.
That's true.
Let me know when you can get a six-pack and some smoke, too. I'll go right through that.
And a case of natties. They still on sale. Hey, if we had any doubt that Charlie Sheen is actually a pretty fucking cool guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There was a story made the papers. Eagles running back, Philadelphia Eagles running back, left a 20-cent tip, 20 centavos on a $60 bill at a restaurant, and got publicity.
What a dick.
So. Charlie got out his checkbook, wrote the waitress a check for a grand.
Yeah, and then he realized he depleted his entire bank account.
That's neither here nor there. It's the thought that counts. So the check bounced. You know, it's the thought.
Did it really?
Nothing stops this check.
No, the check didn't bounce. He's got more money than Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, wow.
Most of his money goes up the nose.
Well, he does. He spends his share. That's for gosh
Lucky
darn sure. Oh, he's having fun, babe.
Well, you can't say he doesn't live life. That's for sure.
Exactly. Well, we're sitting around doing all this, our dumb shit. He's actually fucking having a good time, man.
Yeah. Well, you'll be rolling up. You'll be rolling up to his funeral soon enough through the bathroom window.
You never know, man. Knockwood.
He's an outside cat.
Speaking of dead people, the fashion world. Should I do the Entertainment Tonight music for the fashion world?
Yes.
How long did it take you to actually get settled into your house? Because I am really sick of freaking moving. I'm moving shit around right now.
Good 6 months.
Stuff.
Yeah, good 6 months. For us comfy.
And then the one where I have like a few things I really wished I kept. I know I kept, which I put in a special box, which I can't freaking find anywhere.
Don't tell me about living out of a box.
That's the worst one. That's the worst one, man. Remember when I couldn't find the thingies and I was looking for them everywhere? Oh my lord! Holds up the whole train. Gotta have the thingies before you can do the next thing, you know, and then it's no good.
Yeah, it sucks. Well, remember I told you my mom made those cartoons, The Adventures of Tommy Tomato, and I was going to post them on Facebook. They're kind of X-rated cartoons.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't fucking find them. I'm so pissed.
Oh, Carter.
Gag.
Tommy Tomato.
They're going to show up. They're going to show up.
Good. I had a whole box of...
I remember I stuck them in a book, too.
Yeah, there's a couple things that came up missing eventually that I had that kind of... I just blame it all on the howler monkey somehow. That'd be her fault. She stole it. But speaking of fashion, what is this company? They're real trendy. Urban Outfitters.
Huh?
Ever hear of these guys? Urban Outfitters?
Heard of them.
Yeah.
I guess people with nothing else better to do with their money go buy their line of clothing, you know?
$50 t-shirts and shit.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't. You know what? It makes you want to cry the second time through. Why is that? Dun, 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 dun. Try this one. Okay. Urban Outfitters. So what they did, their latest garb is a sweatshirt. I'm sure this thing costs you $65, $90. Who knows?
No, it's over $100. It's like $100.
$129, I think. It says here $129.
Yeah, it's over
$100. And it's a Kent State University sweatshirt, and it's all dirty, and it's got blood stains, like blood splatter.
No, Stinky Punk's had it coming.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Don't tug on Superman's cape.
I don't know, man.
Jesus Christ.
Dave,
I don't know.
Got one. I don't know. Who buys it?
40 years ago. I'm sure that very
the
soon
there'll
be a bunch
Ohio
of
is dead.
I'll bet very soon that there'll be a bunch of kids in Africa wearing them shirts because they ain't going to sell. You know what I'm saying? They're going to go to football jerseys.
I want to see Neil Young in one singing.
Yeah, I want to see him in one at the drive-thru mortuary.
Nice. Yeah.
who looked at that T-shirt and said, or who looked at that jersey and said, hey, that's a good idea. Let's roll with that.
Well, they probably kicked it around, you know, and went, well, this will really be edgy and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And gosh, they'll probably even talk about us on Possum Hour. What do you think, gang? Yeah, let's do
wow.
it.
Wow. Yeah, if you're mentioned down there, you have fucking arrived.
You mean Ellen DeGeneres' favorite new show?
Hey, there he is. From Uncle Jesse's Possum Hour, our pal AJ.
Tell Beth Just Beth about this T-shirt. See what she has to say.
Is she on air, Beth? Oh.
No, but no.
Getting me all excited over nothing. Oh, excuse me. All right. Let's see. What's going on here now? Oh. Good news. If I'd have no, I do have the prices right. This is Let's Make a Deal. That's a whole different show. Nonetheless, good news. They found the guys that poured the poop and pee on the dude's head.
Good deal.
Yeah. And it was through the help of... it was through the help of none other... Then the Price is Right's own, what's his head there? Drew Carey.
Uh-huh. Put up some cash.
He put up 10,000 bucks to nail these perps.
I'd have squealed like a rat, too.
Oh, yeah. That's because he's been bullied all his life.
Hopefully those little punks face the full extent of the law. So this heinous crime.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's not even a good poop story to end the news on, you know, because it ain't funny. It ain't funny. This ain't funny either, man. Speaking about Officer McDougal, this poor schmuck. This guy's when he was 20, he did a couple armed robberies. You know, you'll have that.
Oh, geez,
yeah, you know, no big whoop. Didn't shoot nobody.
Oh, no.
So he went to the Huskow for 98 years. And then in 2008, you know, I don't know how many years he was in there, a few years, 6 years, I guess. 6 years or so or something like that. And then he's released. So he goes about his life and, you know, he's going around, he's living with his wife and children and working, being a good citizen. And then they realized that they released him by mistake 6 years after he got out. And now they're sending him back to the can.
Oh, man.
There aren't enough assholes in prison. You know, there aren't enough dudes in prison. You got it. This guy seems like he got his shit together. Give him a break. Put him on probation.
Jesus Christ.
You. Don't do the crime if you can't do time.
I reckon, but geez, man. You know.
Prove himself. That's fucked up.
To err is human, to forgive divine, people. You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather be human. I ain't no devil.
This is our church.
Yeah, let's all pray for his soul.
Uh-huh. Let's. He's got a better shot than the other guy. This guy had convicted a murder that was yelling at the judge to put him in jail, give him the death penalty. The judge went, bang, bang. Go. Take him away.
Good.
Bailiff, take him away. Oh, he's a jackass. He's a jackass. Tired of these jackasses. Yeah, tiny jackasses. All right, jackasses. We got a jackass story. Yeah, check this out. And I don't know if Fred Link is involved here or what. Here's the headline. Some dick stole 100 onions that fifth graders grew for the homeless. And that sound familiar?
What the fuck am I supposed to do with an onion?
Was it Jersey?
Yeah, of all the things to grow for the homeless, onions are so dirt fucking cheap. If you have an old one, you just throw it in the ground and it grows in your refrigerator. What are you going to do with the onion if you don't have any meat and shit?
Throw me one of them topsy-turvy tomatoes.
Well, maybe
exactly.
You could cook some squid. You find a squid?
Yeah.
Oh,
if I was homeless, I'd be pissed if somebody, like...
Some of them bathroom mushrooms?
Or potatoes. Like, they're so cheap.
We tied an onion to our belt, which was the style at the time.
Yeah, back in Dickety 2. I remember it.
That was back when Shelbyville was known as Mortenburg.
Fucking onion. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Giganto the Space Age Robot. Turn down your radio.
He's a can of oil.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up, man?
How you doing?
What's going down, clown?
Stuff is going down. Stuff.
Yeah.
You know, here I am. I'm a space age robot, right?
Yeah.
Mhm.
You know, made of metal, faster than fast, stronger than strong. Ain't working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you come against like trying to educate a child, you know.
Well, you know. Yeah. Sometimes planes fly into buildings.
They're beating me up, you know.
Yep.
Trying to keep my daughter in college, kind of tough. But you know what? Still winning this battle.
All right.
It's a good day to be alive.
Oh,
it is.
I mean, I'm thinking, like, I don't know. I'm thinking
hostages. Is that the dude that wanted to assassinate the president for Jonah Brother tickets?
Yeah. That's the one.
This is a girl, yes, yes. yep. That's funny, but it's true.
It's funny because
you know,
it's true.
I mean, you know, once the government comes in, like, you know, they're getting the real terror, you know. You know?
Oh, yeah.
They're getting
lucky
they
didn't send a drone after her butt, man, you know?
Oh, yeah, you ain't kidding.
Well, you know, she only graduated with high honors, that's all. I'm sure.
Well,
like,
that's the ones they come after, dude.
That's what I'm thinking, man. You know, that's no problem. Saw a guy's head off. That's cool, man. You can't be just sawing people's heads off. No problemo. you know, let's put a little plan together against them guys that are sawing people's heads off. Well, we can put that off for a week or two, though. Okay. You know, it's not that big a deal. They're only sawing people's heads off.
Until then, well...
Yeah, we got some time on that.
Plenty of time.
But, hey, I just hate to say it, but, boy, you just beat me to the punch, John. Dang. I wanted to do the emergency theme so bad. I wanted to jump in there, man. Man, I really wanted to do it. But, hey, great show, man.
Oh, well, you can still do it. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it ain't
good. I'm stopping you now.
No, man, I might have to do the chips one, but no, I can't do chips.
Do the chips theme?
No, I don't know it well enough.
How about our side?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
This is the official keep your head on week. I like it.
Yeah,
but
keep your head on.
Something
I have to
say, though. You know emergency, right? What's an emergency, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hilariously funny, right? When they start this show off, they got a tuba going. Check it out now. They're always eating, number one. That's all these guys do is eat. If you watch the show, they're always in the lunchroom. And there's a tuba going because they're going to have hijinks going, man. They're, you know how they do this? You know what I'm saying? Watch the show. You'll see what I mean. Like,
I've seen an episode where Ruth Buzzy was cooking for him.
Yeah. She was married to Dick Van Patten, I think, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Dick
Van Patten. Yeah,
maybe he's
eating.
The Dick that stole the onions,
do.
Man.
That's all they ever do is they're hanging out. Either somebody's bleeding out or they're eating.
And they fed the onions to the firemen.
Yep.
It's so funny. Like,
I thought
about Pasamar the other day when I'm watching. I'm like, man, it's so tuba. Like the tuba. Johnny, check it out, man. The tuba. It's huge, man. You got a cap on that somehow.
All right.
Boom.
Tuba.
Kinky.
You know, if you was a professional tuba player, man, you could make a living on emergency. All right, guys, I'm out.
You're gonna have a hurry.
You want to stay for 1 second because we all want to join hands and pray. I promised everybody prayer.
Prayer.
Huh?
So we're gonna pray. We're gonna pray, and then we'll be done with the news. See, that's how we'll work it. All right, dear.
No worries for me.
You in the chat room? Everybody, bow your head, get your hymnal out, and join us.
Let us praise God.
I'm there.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
you are so big.
So absolutely.
So absolutely huge. Gosh, we're all really impressed down here, I can tell you.
Gosh, we're all really impressed down here, I can tell you.
Forgive us, O Lord, for this our dreadful toadying. But you're so strong and, well, just so super. Stop me.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Gigantor.
Happy trails.
Now, back to our show.
to my head when you and I jumped into bed. I was not forced to kneel and pray to worship the temple between your legs.
Mentioned this on the air, but I did foreshadow it in the Possum Lounge earlier. Tonight, we have a great yodel! Wait till you hear this yodel. You thought, remember the yodeling robot? Remember what I said? I said, just when you think, you know, you can't top that, you've heard it all, that's it. Case closed.
This beats the robot?
It's up there with the robot. I ain't gonna say it beats the robot, but it's different too. We've never had a yodel.
I'm excited over here.
This is big. It goes in with the whole theme too. This whole kind of wrapping up the how much we hate the government theme. Isn't that the theme? No.
Sure. Always.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, the Robin Williams tribute. Uncle Jesse's Possum Hour. I haven't seen it yet.
Which I haven't seen yet, but plan on watching.
Absolutely, because, you know.
I just heard about it today, and I was at work. So I didn't
get
Robin
Williams
at the
checker out.
He only come around when he wanted to promote himself.
I know, but I humor him.
I hope it's as good as their Whitney tribute.
No, nothing will ever be
that
good.
What about the
Yeah, Charlie with the splugy. Yeah, that was special effects for that one. Off the hook. Everybody trying to figure out what the splugy was. Mr. Robin Williams, unfortunately, passed away a few weeks ago. He's a great hero. a great hero to us all. Strangling himself with a belt around his neck on the closet door.
Did you hear what he had in his rider, though? I think it was Penny Marshall that said that. In his rider. When they hire an actor to be in a movie, they have a rider where they could say, I want an assistant, I want gym equipment.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said he wants at least 3 homeless people to be hired for to help out with the movie.
Aw, now that's sweet.
That's
sweet.
Been in his contract since he started. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. He is a hero. Yeah.
He's a good
guy. I'm glad he killed himself now. No, wait, I'm not glad he killed himself.
I'm not crazy about his improv, though. I never did like that.
I don't know. I just think they gotta quit saying how brave it is to kill yourself. Because I think all it does is encourage people who want to kill themselves to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Like, you sit around
depression and alcohol. There's your bravery.
And then you're on the fence. You're sitting on the fence, and you're going, should I kill myself? Should I not kill myself?
Yeah.
And then you're reading the article that says, Robin Williams was all fucking kind of brave for killing himself. And you're thinking, what the hell am I doing sitting here not killing myself? You know, and then you get a .22 and cap yourself. I don't know. I think that's just bad policy. Suicide is wrong, kids. Don't do that.
They say it's the spur of the moment thing. If they stopped to think about it a little more, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
Peter Gould
with that gun under the Christmas tree.
What was that?
Peter Gould.
Like who?
When he did himself in with that gun, he shot himself under the Christmas tree.
Peter O'Toole?
No, Peter Gould. D-U-E-L.
Oh, Pete Dole.
There
you
go.
Yeah. Hey, Smith and Jones.
Don't shoot yourself under the Christmas tree.
Peter O'Toole,
you
waited out.
Did anyone
wait for the creep. Yeah, I guess that's why probably the best thing, if you're going to do it, jump off a building, because once you take that leap, you change your mind.
Don't turn it back.
Well, yeah.
You get the job done.
Remember, kids, don't put the gun to the side of your head. Stick it in your mouth, pointing up. That way you're sure to blow your brain.
Go through to try to grow through the roof of your mouth. And,
go through like the guy with the on the time cell. We had to call 911.
He was more embarrassed than anything, I think.
Yeah,
I shot myself.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of embarrassing.
Kind of.
Hello,
I'm the fourth thing of a failure at.
Yeah. Suicidal tendencies. Hit a song, Suicidal Failure, and it was like all the ways this guy tried killing himself, and then he was never successful.
Oh, Jesus.
That sounds fun, actually.
It is. It's funny.
Wasn't there a movie about that? Some guy just kept trying to kill himself and he couldn't do it. And I'm sure there's. I'm trying to think of it.
Burt Reynolds in the end.
In the end, yeah, that was one. That was one.
Well, how about that story we had before? That guy that jumped off the Empire State Building but landed on the floor underneath of him.
Uh-oh. All this talk of suicide is depressing, Dr. Cake.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
What, he jumped off the Empire State and landed on the porch below?
Yeah,
well, that's kind of
up. He landed on the balcony underneath of him. Remember we did that story in the mid-bit?
I drink so much, man, I can't remember.
I like your style.
By the time we get to the news, I'm fucking blitzed. I don't know what I'm doing.
Kate wants a yodel to get her out of the depression.
She really wants a yodel, man.
Uh-huh.
She's like,
I think we should.
She probably deserves one at this point.
This, well, You are not going to be disappointed. This is by far one of the greatest yodels of all time. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm looking forward to this.
It's a yippie yodel. Yippie yodel.
Yippie!
Get on your Kent State bloodstained sweatshirts and dig the fugs! Wait a minute! There it is! Yodel it time!
Trouble at night, secret signs and secret deeds. I'm just a yodeling yippie with a ki yippie yodel lady. Oh, yodel lady, yodel lady, ki yippie yodel lady. Oh, yodel lady, oh, yodel lady. Daily drove into Chicago town. Mayor Daly, that poor comorph, he chopped down his yodeling friends. Hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady. Oh, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady. Ki yippee yippee yodel lady, odie odie. Ki yippee 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 odie odie odie. Ki yippee odie 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 lady. Across the USA, stirring up peace creeps at night. We'll ride high and we'll ride low. I'm just a yodeling yippie with a ki yippie yodel lady. Oh, yodel lady, yodel lady, ki yippie yodel lady. Chicago town. Mayor Daly, that poor comorph, he chopped down his yodeling friends. Hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady. Ooh, ho, ho, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, hodel lady, ho. Hodel lady, 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 hodel lady.
Ricola, Ricola, Ricola.
Good yodel.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
That was the fugs?
Yippies. The fugs. You know, the fog.
All right. There you go. Maybe
it's talking about the Lemon and Math Hour, the greatest team in.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, there. The Fortune Cookie's still my favorite.
That's my number one as well, sir.
Gotta find a freckle. Stuff.
What happened if he couldn't get out of the pit? We found an honest man. He's human. Fick! Fick!
Good stuff.
Big Sig Ruman fan. There's so many good fucking movies, man. I digress. So, that's my favorite. Wendy, do you have a favorite Math Owl Lemon movie?
Oh, jeez. What was I just watching the other day? Oh.
Got The Odd Couple.
Grumpy Old Man.
No, Gumby was probably watching. It was on Saturday. And, who's in it? I don't know the name of it. I'm not huge, huge, I like about
movies. The state was pretty weak.
Yes, that was probably their worst one. Out to Sea. That would have to be. And then Grumpy Old Men 2 would be right above that.
Oh, The Odd Couple 2 wasn't all that great.
You didn't like that one? I thought that was okie doke.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. That was better
you
than...
You
didn't
expect it too much.
See, I wasn't expecting nothing. So... Oh, jeez. Gigantor's getting on the rallies, man. This guy... I saw him... One day he says, you ride me past rallies? Yeah, sure, man. Fucking guy orders over $30 worth of rallies. Hamburgers.
Yeah.
I mean, these hamburgers are like
was.
A buck. They're like a buck and a half a piece. And the fry, you know, it's real inexpensive. $35
Are they
for,
tiny? Are they tiny like the
no,
White Castle?
No.
Sliders?
Ooh,
huh?
They are huge. They're awesome. And the
buck?
Fries. Well, it's the fries that gets Yeah, oh, Jesus, places. You just right. walk out of there, you're deep fried. I'm telling you. Yeah,
You have a heart attack for less than a buck?
Oh, yeah.
You don't drive your Volkswagen home.
Your cholesterol. But he's a space-age robot. He needs to eat. It's not like regular humans. That's his fuel.
Yeah.
In fact, the more junk the junk food, the better. Comes to Gigantor. Those rally fries, that's like his proton energy pill. It gives him superpowers.
There you go.
So, well, I think we covered everything tonight. We had the awesome yodel, the yippee yodel.
Very good yodel.
Oh, see, that was all about that. Yeah. And the cats in the cradle. Cats in the cradle.
And a silver spoon.
Oh, yeah, and our schedule for the next, we won't be back for a while. Yeah, we're going to be gone this Friday. And then I believe we're going to be gone a week from tonight. We won't be on either. So,
well, that's
we will
good,
return,
it'll
though.
Nice, it'll be a nice build-up for our 100th.
Yes, the 100th episode, very special show. At a very spatial time, it'll be on at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Is that early enough, Wendy? Is that early enough?
Cool.
Yeah, that's perfect. Wendy. Thank you very much.
Good.
Okay. She's got stuff to do, so we'll make it. Who knows, man? We might go on at 9 and have a huge audience.
Yeah.
Of course, by then, after 2 weeks, they'll be frothing at the mouth for possum.
So that's our next show then, right? All right, cool.
Our next show is the 100th, the Big Mom Move.
Right. There you go. You got to gather some good shit for us.
Hey, you guys, council, send me any suggestions there on the, our secret Facebook page. Any dang memories you have.
Maybe we should get John and Fred Link to serve up squid in the lounge.
some of them homeless onions.
And homeless onions. It's Kool-Aid mushrooms.
No homeless onions.
Never forget. That, the bathroom mushrooms, and the one time I says, what John Link thinking? And there's this pause. And he says, I'm thinking of stabbing my brother. But he wasn't kidding. You know, he wasn't kidding. Totally fucking serious. He's done it on several occasions, I believe.
Can you imagine if he did?
Oh, man. Yeah, live on the show.
There you go. We could have got some lovers.
That might
lovers.
Help us get some ratings.
Yeah.
Classic. But this is all, that's possible.
That was
this is
scary,
Friday night possible.
You said you could actually believe that he may.
Oh, exactly.
So you're just like, whoa.
Oh, that cat.
Yeah. Not everybody's home there at headquarters. But that's okay. Well, thanks everybody for coming. Good crowd tonight. Oh, I guess now that AJ got his plug in, he splits.
Yeah, I told you. He's like a He's a modern-day P.T. Bonham.
Dang, man. I feel so used now, man.
That's what we're here for.
Now I know how
over
to...
it.
Now I know why they
cry. At least you're
worthy
of being you.
You never call.
We're going to have to slam his Facebook feed. I'll teach him a lesson.
Yeah, let's
I
report
got so
him.
Many profiles. Yeah, mass report. Let's see that.
Get him.
I'm shaking my fist right now.
Good and left. You still moving furniture, Wendy?
I'm actually looking for pliers right now.
Oh,
for what?
Yeah, when you need them, you can never find the pliers.
No, I have this fucking cool-ass toolbox, but, you know, I'm like, okay, these are household tools. These are mine, so I can do little things, and, you know, people's bikes get ruined, and then I, you know, find my stuff out in the yard, and...
I know what you're talking about.
There's a
lot
going on over there. All right.
But it's frustrating to live alone. When you lose shit, there's nobody to fucking yell at, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I do, you know, do shit.
I couldn't find my scissors, you know, and I'm like calling up my son. Hey, how you doing? Where the fuck are my scissors? Yeah, I haven't seen you in 6 months. Take your medicine.
It sounds like a Rodney Dangerfield skit.
And his son lives in Montana.
I get no respect.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody. And I'm having a classy one right now. Molson Golden.
Cabernet.
Ooh,
Kevin. Black slacks.
And black slacks.
I'm wearing black slacks.
Don't I know that?
Yeah,
well, we both
I'm at your window right now.
We both broke our crock pot lids almost simultaneously.
I know. What the fuck? It's a burnt mine.
It's an imperfect world, darling.
Luckily, I had another lid that fit, so it all worked out.
Susie said she might have one off of John's crockpot that I can have.
I'm
going to
look in a thrift store.
So.
I'll bet you they have a million of them at the thrift store. 10 cents. You know?
See if Uncle Dick has it.
There you go, Uncle Dick. Yeah, got
Dick
your crock pot
have it. Uncle Dick's coming over from the.
Oh, sure he is.
Is he wearing black pants? Is he wearing any pants?
I don't. He probably won't. You know, he's probably free balling for sure, wherever he's at right now.
You gotta admire that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, Molson Golden. And Energize.
I walked up to her window, I said, "Give me a ticket, please," she said. "Where you going?" I said, "That's all right with me, baby, I'm restless. I gotta get on out of town. Take me where the living is, baby, that's where I'll be found.
list. I got to get on out of town. Take me where the living's easy. Take me where that I'll be found. Well, run this old big dog any place it wants to go. Long as I can get a little farther down the road. Cause I'm restless.
Give me a ticket, please. She said, boy, where are you going? I said, that's all right with me. I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town. I gotta go right now. Y'all take me where the little cheese is. That's where John Lee will be found. Oh, I'm traveling light, cause I might be going far. Taking another toll on my back and my big guitar. I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town. I gotta go right now. Everywhere to live in Jesus. Baby, that's where I'll be found. Lord, Lord, Lord. Can I pick?
You had a great fall.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That was
oh,
a fun
yeah.
show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I hope all the trouble clears up for Ford Prefect because
yeah.
he's a mild-mannered guy. Why could any...
What's going on? Is he being harassed?
Yeah, he got kicked off of the Facebook again, and, you know, somebody reported him for being a schnook. I don't know. What the fuck, man? This guy's no schnook.
Yeah.
I know schnook.
Maybe a snore-up. But he's not a schnook.
Yeah, he's no schnook. Crying out loud. Oh, well. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Facebook crap. I mean, most people... It's so stupid.
Yeah.
We've been over this a million times.
Yes, childish. We have.
It's childish. Go there. Man. Yeah, so the 100th Friday Night Possum, and then we'll all have a mass suicide. Robin, the stage
you go first.
Improv at the sky. Yeah,
you,
yeah,
go
you
first.
So we're going to
yep.
be blowing shit up? That's the game plan?
We'll be blowing stuff up. We'll be blowing stuff
yeah.
up. I said that to Gigantor
event?
One time. What's that?
And ask people to say who they want blown up.
Well, we could do that.
We still
know.
Never blew up I Love a Rainy Night.
That's next on my list.
Okay.
Eddie Rabbit, Love the Rainy Night.
There we go.
And then I'm out. Then I'm out.
I love a rainy night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
and
we
that's commit it.
Suicide.
Well,
even
if,
though I do, I just can't.
Yeah, I got Billy, Don't Be a Hero. The things... Oh, I didn't do The Things We Do for Love, did I? Yeah, we did that one a long time ago. Yeah. Cats in a Cradle. The Exploderama. Yeah, it'll be
let
great.
Let the dogs out again just because it needs to be done. There's a commercial
the
now.
Dog?
Hey. Where's people
blew it
when
up
they blow it up? They got plenty of time to come up with something.
Yeah.
Well, truth.
Might
hopefully
be too
something
much
we've
for
already done,
because,
you know,
yeah,
we got stuff we've already done.
We'll weed a lot out.
You know, you want to do stuff
because
I don't.
And I don't have any.
Man, I never eat candy.
You
buy
candy?
I got no candy.
I don't
candy.
Either.
Not a candy guy.
Me neither. But right now I have a sweet tooth.
There he goes. All righty. Well, I guess another successful mission. We imparted probably nothing important. But we had some laughs. You know.
Yes.
And that's why we're here.
That's what it's all about.
Life is goo, man. You got to keep laughing. And it's good exercise.
Chuckles. Yeah.
Good for your ass.
Major chuckles with the suicide talk. Yeah, I think we got
I've got everybody.
Okay, so remember that chick that called in and was bitching about the bathroom and the mortgages and the guy was a nigger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this chick's nuts, okay? I met her in real life numerous times, unfortunately. So this was, what's the name? It was yesterday morning. He calls up and says this girl's mother called him up, and they've been dating on and off. She tried running him over with a minivan. They had restraining orders against each other. She broke all the windows out of this freaking house, and she's all jealous, and she says, you know, sometimes she's on crack, sometimes she's not, and whatever. She's a gambler, and she does crack. So her mother calls him up and says, that she committed suicide. And he's like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. She goes, no, last night. And she's like, what happened? And she's like, real abrupt and says, look, she's going to be cremated, you know, like goodbye. So he's like all fucked up and shit. It turned out she fucking lied.
Oh,
she wanted to find out how much she cared
nice.
About her.
Nice.
I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. That's like a seventh grade trick. Like, you broke up with me, I'm gonna kill myself if you don't go back with me.
Man.
It's like fucking how old are you? She's like a fucking grandma and she'll go into the mosh pit and like beat girls' asses and stuff at punk shows. It's like, whatever.
Here's my advice to that dude. That is what you would call a red light. That's a red light.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to that.
Because I don't think her mother actually did. She must have, like, had someone else too. Because his mother and her, him and his mother had her committed before. She honestly swears that Satan came into her bedroom and raped her when she was a kid and she was violated. And she, like, believes it. So me and Kim were laughing. I'm like, oh, my God, fucking Deanna's a fucking nut job. You know, she fucking liked a dog and this and that. And she's like, no way. And I'm like, yeah, what is she going to be now, Brianna? Because she watches soap operas and does crack. I'm like, will she fake her own death if she's going to come back as her evil fucking twin? And be like, Brianna instead of Deanna.
Wow.
See,
who would do that to someone? And why did it go on for like over 24 hours too, you know? That is so fucking mean.
Well, you know how that shit sometimes ends. Sometimes that ends bad. The guy, he's so heartbroken. He gets out his pistol, caps himself, and then she's all, I wonder if he really cares.
And he goes, well, I don't really think it's a good idea if I go. He's like, well, you know, that's like his go-to girl. They've got a love-hate relationship, and they, you know, hook up, and they're fine for a little while. But he won't tell her where he lives now. And
now, that's the first sensible thing I've heard yet. Absolutely.
He's not
going to
tell her where, you know, he lives. And
No.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
What
crazy
a cheap
life,
from
what I understand.
Well,
who would lie about
that?
Crazy.
Yeah, who needs that, man?
You know, I know.
I don't need that drama. That shortens your life if you're on the receiving end of it. You know?
Oh, a friend of his that actually was the bass player in the band, seen her, and she's like, hey, how's it going? And he's like, oh, all right. And she's like, oh, well, you're probably not going to see me for a while. And he's like, well, why not? She's like, oh, I got AIDS. I'm dying in a few months. You know, fucking lying. Dude, you better go get checked. He goes, oh, she's fucking lying. It's like, who's walking around and say, hey, you're probably not going to see me. And, you know, I've only got a couple months to live. I got AIDS, and it's a fucking lie. She's fucking nuts. For real not. So when I heard, I actually believed it. So then when I start questioning it because I'm back on Facebook. I'm like, how come no one's saying anything? Because she's got twin daughters and they're a little older, you know, like in their early 20s. And the one actually has a baby. And I'm like, she's a grandmother and she's got twins. Like, why would the fuck would she do that to them? So. Of course, I spy on Facebook because that's what Facebook forces people to do is spy on each other. So I look, I'm like, no one's saying anything. So when I got kind of suspicious, like last night, I'm like, did she fucking lie? Because who would, you know, just absolutely think that? I mean, there had to be some truth to it because normally I wouldn't just think that someone would just make that up, you know? But with her, yeah. I said to him before, don't even fucking bring her over. I don't need her herpy-ass fucking crack addict bullshit at my fucking house.
Yeah.
Oh, she'll be cool. Amen. She'll be cool. No, she won't. I want them on the same toilet as her.
I'm sure it's best to know them people and quietly unfriend them. You know, just quietly unfriend them.
I'm not friends with her.
Well, you should be. Then you can unfriend her.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to block you.
That's my goal, is to have everyone unfriend me, and then I got no friends.
Yeah. Well, just for that, I'm never, no matter what you do, unfriending you.
Are you? Oh, it's on now. It's on now.
Oh, yeah. Bring it. I'm going to make you cry.
Lots of self-loading videos are coming your way. Yeah.
Just from my flip-flop.
Some ads for footwear and airline tickets.
That's right. You want to get that junk mail.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Spam. You don't want these ads.
Oh, my God. I got 13,000 messages in my fucking email right now.
Oh,
for real.
My God.
Like, yeah, I'm going to probably get the, like, unsubscribe. I got involved in that fucking extreme couponing, and then the fucking, now it's just like, it's not even worth it. It's like, this is just way too much stuff. I can't go through it. And then, you know what, you just like delete everything. I just want to be like, you know, fuck it, delete everything. And no, you gotta go like through every fucking page and shit.
Sheesh. What are you gonna do?
Although I did get some pretty good deals lately. There's this guy, he's tall, and he's from I Heart the Mart, and he like hooks up everything that's in your newspaper that you can download on your phone and not even cut out, and then go to like Meijer, Walgreens, Walmart.
Oh, flash your phone and get the discounts.
Yeah, and he has all hooked up like to get the cheapest shit without, you know, you having to do any groundwork.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Is it free?
Yeah.
What's he got advertising on?
iHeartTheMart.com.
Well, how's he make his dough? Advertising on the site?
I have no clue. That's probably why I got 13,000 fucking emails.
It might be an inside job.
Could be.
Oh, yeah. Always.
So, yeah, I'll be in Cincinnati this weekend at the Oktoberfest.
All right.
Drawing pictures of drunk people for 3 days. So,
as long as you're not at the
October. Yeah.
This is one of the busiest Saturdays in the year, man. I mean, I turn down all kind of work. So if it rains Saturday,
it's a bunch of sick roomies.
I'll be sitting over there with Sig Ruman with a Stein crying the blues. Because, man.
Got the St. Pauli chicks there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I'll get a picture of the St. Pauli
chicks.
Those
are so awesome. I love St. Pauli girl. Yum, yum.
I'm going to get a selfie with the St. Pauli girl.
All right.
How about that?
You're going to have a St. Boner hose.
Yeah, or just a picture of her tits, maybe.
Yeah, I saw.
There you go.
I tell you, the thing, though, that drives me berserk.
Why do you laugh, Zombie?
They got the short skirt, and then they got the stockings that only come up halfway up their thigh.
Oh,
and then
yeah, I love
that.
That
little area there.
All
that's
guys
like, there's
love
no,
that.
There's skin nothing. Hanging out there before the skirt. That
oh,
there,
Bobby.
That thing there.
Oh,
that
Bobby.
Thing. Come on now. What the fuck? Hey, and you see, you go to Oktoberfest, I guarantee you, you will see a couple good ones of those. So, yeah. Achtung, baby.
Uh-huh.
You start saluting in Heil Hitler and then, you know, yeah. Start goose stepping right away.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hell yeah. There it is. That's my salute.
Lots of respect.
Well.
This house is sure gone crazy.
Oh, no.
Dudley.
Oh, yeah, and the answer to the trivia question is, hold that lion.
Hold that lion. Hold that lion.
Hold that lion. The first Three Stooges short with Shemp. replacing Curly. With all four of them, absolutely.
Four of them
yep, they're on the train, and
God, Gene, are there legit a trivia nobody fucking knows and nobody plays?
Yeah, I know. Great scene, though. I watched the whole thing again. That is one of their best.
I was offended. I wrote a letter to the television station.
Dear television, this is Malty.
That's right. I said, Shemp is an asshole.
Love
Hi,
Malty.
Television. It's me. It's Malty.
This is Malt Liquor, man. And once again, you have succeeded in offending me. That's when Dick Cheney's black car showed up. Because you fuck with America.
Man, what has he been? Has he been to like one of them Mediterranean islands where they like, you know, give you a new head? He looks great, old Cheney.
Well, that's because he's so sick. He's so sick. He's losing weight. You know, he's old.
I don't know, man. Like,
I should have put him on the death pool, man, because I don't think he's gonna make it long, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Evil lives a long time.
Yeah.
I know.
He's
I don't think he's
people.
Going
they
anywhere.
Live forever.
I don't think, he's too much on the downfall.
Look at Ronald Reagan's wife. Them lizards live forever.
Oh, jeez. He's still alive, right? Yeah.
Strom Thurman, he fucking lived forever. Oops. All them dudes. Robert Byrd, he lived forever. He was like 100 fucking years old. You can't kill him.
Yeah, because like when Dick Cheney was leaving office, he was in a wheelchair and he looked like he wasn't going to last another couple of minutes. He looked pretty good,
that
now.
That was probably a show.
Oh, man,
there
ain't no he looked like that. He looked like the one guy from Star
Wars.
If he
did indeed have a heart transplant, he's fucked. That's why you don't see him anywhere, because he's...
No, yeah, he's on TV all the time.
Yeah, he's been around lately.
He just had quadruple bypass surgery or something. He just had a heart surgery.
No, he had a heart transplant. Oh, that was a while ago.
I didn't know the man had one.
Well, they got in there and went, holy shit.
That's what I thought, too. That's what I said. I couldn't even believe he had one when he got it.
There was plenty of room for the bamboo heart.
I want one of them bamboo
hearts, man. I want the bamboo heart.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I'd be like fucking like monkey. You know?
He pushed some kid out of the heart line, you know? Like, who's next in line? Pushed him right aside. Dick Cheney's next in line.
That's what we should blow up. Fucking, heart line. Is that the name of it from fucking, what's his name?
Dr. Oz?
No,
Dr. Drew?
No, the song. Put on your heart line.
Demento?
Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your heart light. Didn't we already blow it up?
Yes, we did.
We did.
Okay, we'll play that one. Great, that's great.
No,
I don't have to
do it again.
No.
I knew
he's
Neil Diamond, but I didn't.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is
exactly
what I'm looking for.
I
could
blow up that E.T. movie, too.
This is exactly what I'm
looking for. What movie?
E.T. I thought it sucked.
E.T.?
Yeah, that song
you know
was
what?
Written
I've never
about
seen it.
No,
no way.
I swear
no
to
way.
God, I've never seen it.
Wow.
It's just
I missed
Spielberg.
The thing, and everyone's like, oh, you got to see, and I never seen it.
Wow, don't.
One movie I tried to watch recently, three times, and every single time I fall asleep, just like Slumdog Millionaire, that it's like better than a fucking Ambien
I've never seen that. I
like that
every
movie.
Time I fall asleep on that one, and The Great Gatsby, I've been trying to watch that, and I fucking fall asleep.
Oh,
that time.
That's bored. That's awful.
I tried reading.
Well, now
you're
talking.
I love the book, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to watch the movie. I like seeing Gabriel, cute, and I can't watch it. I fall asleep every fucking time.
I didn't care for it either.
They can't make a movie out of that book, man. Every one of them.
No, they can't. No.
I'd rather watch
a movie out of the real life guy who killed his wife.
Yeah.
That's more interesting.
I watch that.
The Great
Gatsby.
You know what all that talk about The Great Gatsby does to me?
What's that?
Nothing.
Make you horny?
No, I don't know. Makes me horny. Yeah.
Makes you want to drink?
Makes me want to drink champipple.
Champipple.
And martini.
Wants to make you decorate your house Art Deco?
Yeah.
Makes you want to smash things. Hurt people.
I love Art Deco furniture, man. Art Deco furniture.
I like Art Deco, too.
I like metal.
That's because you want to live like Matt Helm. What a Matt Helm voice.
He had Art Deco? I don't remember that.
Isn't that Art Deco?
60s
shit?
Art Deco, more like the 30s.
Yeah, 20s and 30s. You're thinking of Art Deco, who used to co-host the Possum
Hour. He's on the show.
He was a douche canoe.
He was on Deck High.
Man, we're...
Art the Fart
we're
Deco.
We're just filling the world up with idle blather. Isn't it wonderful? I love this show.
This is the episode
they need to pull apart and examine over there at the NSA. This is the episode with all the hidden code words.
Real Americans, get me a line
on that Art Deco cell phone. We gotta find out what he's talking about.
Yeah, Art Deco cell phones.
Next, you know what's gonna happen. You watch Ellen DeGeneres gonna do a skit about some dude named Art Deco. He's going to come out. Remember that Three Stooges episode where they inherited the dress shop? Remember when they inherited the dress shop and they made some crazy dresses look like furniture? Yeah, she's going to work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great.
Hell, I just wrote the skit for her. Stupid old.
Yeah.
Stupid old me.
If they do a variation of the Stooges, steal from the best, you'll never go wrong.
What would you call 60s? Mod Deco?
Yeah, mod.
Yeah,
mod in there. M-O-D, not M-A-U-D-E.
Mod Deco, she used to host the podcast.
Mod Deco, yeah, she lived over there in Mod. They're in New Jersey. Tuckahoe. She was the belle of the ball.
Tuckahoe.
Yeah.
He's from Tuckahoe.
Whoa. Hey now.
I prefer furniture. I prefer a vintage mid-century Danish.
Mid-century Danish.
I have found this thing.
Well, yeah, that's why you used to put fucking lard in them, man, and it tastes good. That's why you don't have a sweet tooth no more.
Oh, what is it now? Gluten?
Yeah, gluten-free fucking bullshit.
They should have it.
I'm gluten-free.
Things like butter and lard and flour and...
I was talking about
vegetable
Danish,
oil
Danish
and real shit.
stop making me
hungry. Oh, no. All right, she's talking about breakfast.
I know. A cup of dough and some danishes.
Yeah. You're there, Jolly Pirate.
I'm a belly something.
Jolly Pirate. Go to Jolly Pirate. They got a baker's dozen. 13. 13 dozen. 13 for a dozen. A dozen. 13. Yeah. Jolly Pirate.
I don't know if you guys watch Mad Men or not. I think it's in season one or season two. And the one guy, he's newly married. And so the wife asked what he would like for dinner. And he said, well, I would like a steak. And she's like, well, what kind? And he says, a ribeye. And she's like, well, how do you want it prepared? And he's like, the usual, fried in butter. You never hear anybody frying a steak and a ribeye in butter today.
Wow.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
Sounds like something I'd do, though. Nah, I'd throw that on the grill. A little marinade, throw it on the grill. Yeah, sounds good.
You're making Multi hungry over there.
Hey, yeah. I'm gonna juice my. I'm gonna make homemade juice out of my own homegrown tomatoes tomorrow. I have enough to make some juice, so that'll be neat.
Did you see my soup? I blanched my tomatoes from my garden and got them taken off and put them in my soup.
Blanched? That nosy next door neighbor?
Blanched.
Just next to Maude, yeah. It all comes together.
I go to 7-Eleven for sandwiches.
Well, yeah, they got the sandwiches over there.
You want
gas station food, you gotta go to the Quick Trip. The Quick Trip, man, they got the best gas station food. They got everything. They got egg rolls,
Don't get sushi out there, though. It's a quick.
I try not to.
You want to watch
not
that
a good
sushi.
Idea. Not a gas station.
Gas station sushi.
Not a good idea.
Never a good idea.
That's a good
public service announcement. Gas stations, never a good idea.
No, that is not. So, we have a gas station in town, and it's a speedway. And we're in between, two major freeways. So this guy, he comes in, he's rolling up in a fucking Beamer, white, brand new, beautiful. You can tell he's not from around here. Everyone's got a muddy fucking truck with a loud exhaust. So he comes in and he's like, do you have a restroom I can use? And the guy says, no, but you can go to the library next door, or there's the bar across the street. So you could see he's pinching a wolf and he's fucking irritated, you know. So he leaves his car and he walks next to which is, two buildings down as a library. Well, the fucking library's never open. They're open from 10 to 1 and then, fucking 4 to 6 and shit. So he goes over there and they're not open. So he comes in and he's all fucking pissed off. And so I'm making my coffee and that. And he's, says to the cashier or whatever, he's like, hey, I just want you to know that the library isn't open, and just so you know. And he's like real pricky, you know. So he hops in his car, and it's hard to get out of the parking lot because there's no parking lot, and there's a million cars, and everyone just kind of goes in any way that they fucking can. So I see him fucking go real quick to get to the grill, you know, where I used to work. So he parks in front, and he's just, hustling, going in. And I'm thinking, yeah, you're fucked in this town. If you got to take a shit, you're fucked. The nearest bathroom, if they're not open, is, probably 20 minutes away at least.
Oh, man.
And I
thought, don't get caught downtown needing to poop.
Yeah, a couple of my friends that, they hook me up with coffee in the morning. They do, over $30,000 a week in non-gas items. For a small little shit town like this, they always, do good. I'm like, but everyone expects a gas station to have a fucking restroom, you know what I mean?
They should.
So if you had some 7-Eleven sushi and you decide you're going to take a little cruise up Van Dyke M53, but you're shitting your pants. You better bring a fucking different pair.
Well, the 7-Eleven ought to have a can. Do they have a public bathroom?
It probably don't hit you until after you left there.
If you sell something that can give you the shits, you should. Uh-huh. It should be a law that you have to provide a shitter.
No, they don't have
I could tell by the guy that the way the guy was walking, he was pinching a wolf. He had to shit fucking bad, and he's like going in like, and everything's closed, and no one has a bathroom, and he's all fucking. His window rolls down. I'm like, yeah, that's a sure sign. He's probably trying to get some fucking air, you know, so you don't shit as
you know
well.
What, you know what you got to look out for if you go to 7-Eleven or Wawa? If they clean out the coffee pot and they didn't rinse the soapy stuff out enough.
Oh, yeah, that's so
yeah.
Yeah, and you get a cup of coffee when you get, you know, that hits you like 20 minutes later. And you're running to the bathroom. You got the duck shit.
Yeah, that's a heck of a diuretic.
Yeah, they got to rinse those pots out thoroughly, man.
Yeah, that's you ain't going to make it. That's one
of
you're
going to be blowing bubbles out
the
back
dude.
Door.
I did. I was like, you know, that really blows. If you do that much volume, you should have a public restroom. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I can understand because so many
well,
people go
people,
there.
Places,
their plumbing would be probably always backed up, and people are pig fuckers. They just are, you know.
A lot of places don't let you use their toilet because people will go in there and do drugs, and then they die. You know?
Well,
that's been known to happen. You know, someone let me use your bathroom.
I think it's more like people are just pig fuckers, and they don't want to be pointing out shit.
Yeah, let's throw these paper towels in the toilet.
Well, that's why, you know, that's why it's, I find it interesting at the Sunshine Boys Laundry where I take my laundry. They let the homeless guy use the can.
Good. Just for them.
It's kind of cool. Like, you know, the homeless guy, one time he came in, he parked his shopping cart outside. It's sort of off, so it's out of the way. Came in, used the can. He didn't spend too much time in there. He came out and he sat down for a while, and I think he read the back of an old candy wrapper for 10 minutes or so, and then he went back out, got his shit and left. But, you know, it was cool. Like, it's kind of like a Robin Williams thing, you know. Maybe Robin Williams was the part owner of the Sunshine Boys Cleaner, for all I know. Because they're very homeless people friendly. We actually have homeless people working on Possum Hour, too, so...
There you go. See that?
Robin Williams
nice
isn't
too.
The only one. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Robin Williams never gave me shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Son of a bitch bastard never gave me a gig.
Let's just say when push came to shove, he choked.
That one just really... now. There we go.
I heard about a
ouch.
Belt around the ear holes, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, my.
Where's Robin? Oh, he's upstairs hanging around.
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
See all the good stuff the folks miss when they in the episode.
I know the funny.
Oh, I know.
Good rambling we got going here.
Yeah, just a stream of unconsciousness. There you go.
We covered a lot of shit.
But you'll have that. Well,
so we
ready
had this
wrap it up,
guy calling
oh,
at work today,
oh.
And so he met a lady online, and he wanted to send her flowers, but he didn't want to tell her who he was. So he asked that we kept it confidential. But the card he wanted to be, you know, the little card that we write on, he wanted it to say, "Be nice." That's it.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Well, that's romantic.
I'm like,
An inside joke, I'm sure.
No wonder you don't want to
see. I was hoping Psycho, because we had this other person, and they do that, and it turned out this guy was a fucking stalker. So the lady called up and was like, I want to know who's fucking sending this to me. So we told him, like, hey, look, we'll keep it confidential, but if she calls and asks, like, we're going to tell you, tell her who you are. Because if she's, like, creeped out in any way, we're going to fucking tell her, like, who you are. You know, because we had that other weirdo kept sending flowers to some chick, and he was a fucking nut job.
I tell you, if it was my flower shop, as long as they paid the bill, what the fuck, man? You know.
Well,
that's what my boss said. That's what she told him. She's like, hey, if she's fucking freaked out or scared or something, or if she calls an ass, if she doesn't, we ain't saying dick. You know, that's fine. You can send them anonymously.
Yeah.
So I was hoping it was an inside joke. So I go there, and she's not an office girl, but it's at, like, a plant, and they call her from the plant and say, hey, you got, and she's like, really?
Geez.
Like, from who, you know? And I'm like, I don't know from who, you know, like, just the man enjoyed. She's like, okay, so I didn't even stick around to, like, find out.
Oh, man, I would have waited to see that. Yeah.
I know, I wanted to, but I didn't even want to, like, you know, I'm like, here you go.
It was sent by IG.
I waited for her to come up, but...
Because, I mean, if she, you know, if she had this, like, look of, oh, my God, not again. Something like that.
Yeah, and, you know, some people, they send roses or do anything, and he picked out this arrangement that we have for fall, and it's like, we have these, like, carved-out pumpkins, and then the design is, like, the top's kind of off, and then there's, like, a... They're roses, but they're, like, fall-color roses, not, like, red or anything. So it's, like, kind of gimmicky, but they're cool-looking. They are. So I'm, like, here I am with this pumpkin with all these roses on it. It's, like, here you go, pumpkin.
Wait a minute. Maybe this guy's name was Bernard Nice, and he was giving you his initial. Be Nice.
Be Nice. Barney Nice.
Yeah.
Old Barney. Good old Barney.
Another Barney.
Yeah. You know, the most pathetic outcome to that whole thing would be if she gets the flowers and she just really, really can't place who would send her those flowers.
I was hoping it was an inside joke because I'm thinking, why would he put a card like that, you know?
Yeah.
We have a radio station here where they do this prank, where they have a woman will call men, and they would call her husband at work, and they ask the husband, they say to the husband, you were a random caller, you know, you have just won a dozen roses, we're here promoting our flower shop, who would you like to send it to? And they usually give their girlfriends' names and not their wives. The wives are going to be on the line. And they're fucked right there, man.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I saw a prank like that, though, right this evening. That's why it would kind of turn the tables on the gals. This guy's, it's a college cafeteria type thing, and this guy goes in. And he hits on this pretty gal, you know, she's sitting there, and they have all these people in cahoots that come up and act like he's somebody famous. Oh, you're G-Dog. Oh, man, I have your shit on my iPod. Hey, can I take a selfie with you, you know? And then this girl who, when he sat down, was not interested in the least, is now, you know, like, kind of, oh, wow, who, he must be somebody, you know. And a couple more girls come over. Oh, my God, I love you, man. Can I take a picture of that?
They're all gold diggers.
So finally the gal goes, wow, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's like all impressed. She goes, can I have your number? And he's like, no, I'm not really into that boyfriend-girlfriend thing. He gets up and leaves. And she's sitting there like, What?
I
could have had a better exit line, but it was a great gag.
Yeah.
She had no interest in the guy. at first, you know. But by the end, she wanted to have his phone number. You know.
Typical.
That's human nature.
Where's my homie?
Human nature. But you don't have that with humans.
Yeah, people always want what they can't have.
Indeed.
Yep.
I, materialistically, I'm not like that at all, man. I want for nothing, right?
Oh, here we go.
I want
nothing.
As long as my car is running okay, I want for
Everyone's
nothing.
Everyone's an asshole, but not me.
I do though. I don't. As long as my microwave ain't broke, I don't want them.
Listen, if I
want
I don't even know what I was going to say.
The fridge is running fine. Who needs a new fridge? You know.
There you go.
Life is goo, man. Life is goo. Be happy with what you got, man. You're lucky to have what you have.
I am.
I hear you.
I don't know.
I hear you.
Anyway. should we pull the plug on this before they pull the plug on us?
Yeah.
I'm surprised to have it,
yeah.
Yeah, no shit. They don't let us run this far with the ball, so. Tommy? And I'd like to thank everybody for making this awesome show ever. The greatest show ever. We topped every show is better than the next. And that's what makes this program so fucking exciting. Thank you all. The lovely Reverend Wendy.
I don't even respond anymore.
The amazing Professor RJ Gumby.
All right, thank you, sir.
And the immortal Malt Liquor Man back from Dick Cheney's lanai. He was tied up on Dick Cheney's lanai.
Oh, yeah, lanai. Can't lie on the lanai.
He was waterboarded out on the lanai.
Oh, it wasn't so much the choking, it was the cleanliness. someone hosed him down with some soapy water.
After waterboarding, he goes, "It's not Saturday night. Cut it out! Cut it out!" All right. Anyway, in a good lounge. What we lacked in volume, we made up for in, they didn't smell bad. Yeah, and dedication, and wonderfulness, and awesome. So anyway, I'm still waiting on those 6,000 hits on Friday's show. So far, I think they're on to us, man. I think Ellen hipped
there
him to our game.
There were a lot of people, though, I seen at Blog Talk that actually did a 9/11 type thing.
Yeah.
Whether or not.
I think that worldtruth.org got to us.
Who knows?
That's pretty weird. Yeah.
I don't know nothing. Well, good night, everybody. Thanks, guys. You rock. See you
tomorrow.
Good night.
We'll
be back in a couple of weeks or so, and just drive carefully. Take care. I guess.
This has been a Filmwave presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.